I got something to say to Amy. It was only on my heart just as she was speaking. It's like this group of people with the knowledge that we have, and not that knowledge is the main thing, but you know, we've been blessed with ministers like Sangit and like Lawrence and you know, people raising the dead and people overcoming financial things and getting healed of cancers and all kinds of stuff. And in my mind, we're kind of an elite group, you know, because well, there's a lot of Christianity out there that doesn't even begin to approach the ability to do these things. And that just kind of sitting in church meetings and having, you know, feel-good moments with each other on a spiritual level or a pseudo-spiritual level. But God knows our hearts. And look where God put you, Amy, right in the middle of us. And I really believe that's because you got a really great heart for the Father, and I don't think you have anything to really be worried about, because I think you're going to do just fine. So bless you, and you're in with the best. You got promoted straight to the Green Berets. So that's my encouragement to you. But I've had a good week. I heard something on teaching by Lawrence, and I really forget the name of the teaching that he did, but he said you can't allow your circumstances to control your emotions. And I knew that on a mental ascent level for many, many years. I sort of heard things like that, you know, taught to me. But sometimes, and in some ways, something will just hit you in a way where it really just clicks in your mind and you finally get it. And that's really been the way that statement was for me. It's like, I have been in my life, I have allowed my circumstances to control my emotions. And vis-a-vis, that's how the adversary was able to really jack me around, is just make bad things happen. So we put a stop to that. So I'm going to be happy no matter what and be well adjusted no matter what happens to me, because God didn't die, and God loves me, and God can fix anything. So I don't have to be manipulated by situations or circumstances to feel a certain way, and I will not allow that to happen anymore. And that really blessed me, because that can help me. To help other people, you know, when I'm blessed, when I'm happy, when I'm well adjusted, I can be better for other people. I can hear God clearer, and I can say things to people that they need to hear. I can hear God better too. So, and that happened to me today. I had a worker here. Her name is Kendra, and she comes maybe twice a week. But she was really, really hungry, and I had words for her to speak to her. And I told her all kinds of stuff. We sat and we listened to that teaching of Jyoti and Suresh, and I told her about India, and I told her about Nepal, and I told her about the ability that we have to do miracles and signs and wonders, and to rise above financial issues and emotional issues and just all kinds of things. And she was really, really receptive. And I told her about fellowship on my house on Tuesday night at 7:30. And I really believe one of these days, some of these workers are going to show up, because they're getting earfuls and earfuls and earfuls from me. So you know, the word doesn't come back void. It always prospers in the thing we're into. It's sent. And that's a verse of scripture. I don't know the exact verse, but I can look it up. But so. The word is prospering where until it's sent. And I really believe that. And it's getting sent to these people. I mean, when they come in here, I feel very inspired to open my mouth and tell them things. And I've said a lot of things to a lot of people. So stuff that I wouldn't normally say to somebody, just, you know, off the cuff. So, I had an issue with my shoulder blade. I injured my shoulder probably 10, 15 years ago, maybe even more than that. I fell and I landed on something when I hit backwards, and I really messed up my rotator cuff and my shoulder blade on my left side. And I had a lot of pressure from something on the at the base of my skull. I was feeling a lot of pressure, and I just gave it to God. I gave all both those things to God, and after I prayed, I just let it go, and I forgot about it. And I woke up, I think it was yesterday morning, and everything that was bothering me back there is gone. It's completely gone. It's like it never even happened, which is wonderful. So I got some healing there. And also, just for me, patience can be an issue, and just waiting on God to do things can be a little bit of a challenge. But I know that when things are quiet and things really aren't exactly moving the way I think they should be moving, but God is still working in the background, and He must be really cooking up something big, because it's been a little bit. But I know that He'll come through, and I know that that He loves all of us dearly, and He's going to take care of everything. So we got a lot to be thankful for. We got a lot to expect and to look forward to, and it is going to be a great 2022 for all of us. I really believe that. So God bless you all. You guys are wonderful, and that's what I have to share.